95.7 The Hog and the Morning Hog Show. Bringing back Riggs and Guy Brew Review for round two on this Morning Hog Happy Hour Friday. Josh and Amelia at SR Parade. Hello, friends. All right, we're Oktoberfesting. We're Hogtoberfesting. And whether or not your Oktoberfest party is shut down, as Josh and Amelia have told you, you can make it at home with some of these great flavors. We've tasted two very different Oktoberfest styles on the front end. Where are we going next?
So next we have Bell's Oktoberfest. So this one clocks in a little bit lower at 5.5%.
All right.
So I did a little bit more research on Oktoberfest just because that stuff really interests me. How many gallons of beer would you guess are consumed during that 2-week period in Oktoberfest?
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're talking about like in the U.S. or like in Germany.
In Munich.
Okay, Germany.
Yep.
Ooh, gallons. I'll go 150,000.
Not even close.
Oh, no way.
God.
Half a million.
Oh wow.
2 million gallons of beer.
Woo! That is
2 million gallons? How many kegs is that?
Too many for me to count.
Boom. There you go.
I really kicked the quiz on that.
Yeah. I was told there'd be no math on the Brew Review once again. And this particular Bell's is one of the... I mean, I've not had this beer before at all, so I'm about ready to jump in. But what am I getting out of this Bell's Oktoberfest?
So, to me, I'm getting actually almost like if you mix the Big Storm with the Sierra Nevada, where you're getting a very good amount of the malt, a very good amount of the hops.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's very balanced.
Okay. All right. Yes, it's definitely... There's definitely not a hop, but not overpowering hop.
Mm. Yeah, so you get a slight bitterness. A lot of that caramel notes... to go with a little bit of that sweetness. That's really nice.
And definitely a point to mention, especially for people like me who would just assume that everything has a pumpkin spice flavor. This does not at all. Right?
We'll bring those on later.
Right, but I mean, I would, you know, when you see Oktoberfest, I would just assume, okay, that's got pumpkin in it. But none of these beers have a pumpkin flavor.
They do not.
No, they've got like a nice spice blend flavor.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do like this. I mean, it makes me want to dabble in spices now, you know? You know, not necessarily for food, just to get some and mix it up and wet my finger and put them in and see how it tastes. This is very good, though. Again, very light. I would have assumed maybe a darker, heavier thing from Bell's here, but this is not.
No, it's very good. You know, that ABV is one thing, but like you said, they are lighter beers. They're not going to be super heavy and sit on your stomach and be kind of, you know, some people think they're bready is the word I hear a lot.
Right.
And no, you could crush a six-pack of these.
Oh, yeah.
So, Oktoberfest, that means it's day drinking beers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Day, night, whatever.
That's a good
point. Any time of the day.
That's a great point of view, because you really can't just start at like 7 p.m. or whatever with these beers. You're supposed to go all day when you got 2 weeks to party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Just get dressed up in your Lederhosen and all day long.
Now, I would assume right now if anybody's, you know, hearing this at home and they might have some reservations about dressing, go ahead and do it. You look good in Lederhosen. It accentuates the hips and the curves.
Are you talking about me specifically?
I was thinking about you, yes, because I've seen you in Lederhosen. Okay. I've not seen Amelia in Lederhosen yet, but I assume she sports it well as well. all right, so from Bell's, and we're staying all in America, is to get more American than this next beer, right?
Yep. I mean, Yingling.
USA Yingling.
Oldest craft brewery. Actually, the oldest brewery in America.
How long have they been doing this beer? Has this been for a long time, or is this relatively new for them?
For a little while now. They do it because they have German heritage, so they figured why not, you know, tip their hat in and give it a shot. And okay. So we're going to give that a shot.
All right. Let me tip that bottle into this cup. Usually Guy does the pouring, so there's a degree of difficulty for me today. Hope you appreciate the daredevil nature that I'm taking on today by pouring directly over all this equipment. Oh, boy. Okay, this one definitely has a different nose on it, too.
Mm. Yeah, so this one lays off that hot bitterness a little bit and goes back into the malt, and some of that sweetness is gone.
Oh, wow.
So if you're not looking for that little bit of sweetness, I think this would be right up your alley because you still get that malt. It's really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're a Yingling, a regular Yingling consumer, you will have a Yingling. It's like Yingling with some stuff put in it.
Right. I mean, it's not a far jump from the regular Yingling to this.
Yeah, you could have blindfolded me and I would go, Yingling? Like that with a question mark. But yeah, that is, and I'm sure that's a comfort for some people who don't want to be too bold. They want to stray from the normal beer palate or beer offerings. This is not a big jump.
Agreed.
But flavorful and good. We should point that out. you know, maybe you have an Oktoberfest party in your garage, let's say. So that way, you know, if spills go on, they go on the concrete right under your carpet or hardwood.
But exactly.
You do that, and you get yourself, maybe you hand make your own Yingling banner. You put that up there. You draw some pumpkins on it. You get it all festive, and you're ready to go.
There you go.
And I'm saying this because I'm going to do this in my own garage very soon. All right. Well, I don't want to put a damper on the festivities, but there's only one beer left. But it is a familiar orange friend.
It is. You can't talk about Oktoberfest in America without talking about Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. It's been around forever. We've talked about it a few times now. Sam Adams has been tweaking some of their recipes lately. Like they tweaked the summer, their winter. They just released that they're actually tweaking their Boston Lager recipe up and testing it out for New York. So we might get that down here.
Really?
But to my knowledge, Oktoberfest, I mean, they have no intentions. They know it's awesome.
No need to tweak what's already perfected.
So they're kind of getting on board with that whole virtual Oktoberfest thing. They have hashtag Sam Steinhoist, which people are, you can take pictures, post on Instagram and whatnot. But also, if you go to their website, I checked it out today. I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but they actually have a virtual game on there called Steinhoist Challenge.
Okay.
And I guess the goal is to unlock a golden stein, but it translates into real prizes, which I thought was pretty cool.
Really? I'll take that.
So you can win some stuff and consider yourself the champion.
You know, the thing about the steins, I got a couple of cool steins at home, and I never use them. This is a great opportunity for you to break out the steins. What you want to do, though, is with any of these beers, we're looking at four of the five are 12-ouncers, right? So you're going to have to load up a couple of 12-ouncers in those steins to make it look presentable. The last thing you want is a stein with only 12 ounces in it.
Right, exactly. If you're drinking out of stein, it's going to be 20 ounces or more.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be, you know, you don't want to look like
a... You're doing it right.
Yeah. You don't want to embarrass yourself in front of your neighbors when you're sitting in your garage.
You want to see the one I'm going to be drinking out of later.
Yeah.
It's 3 feet tall.
Really? You need two hands?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you have powerful forearms, but I don't know if you're 3 feet tall. And of course, the Sam seasonal is, and I guess we should probably run down for all of these brews.
And also, don't forget, these beers are still good after October. They're still delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Listen, I tend to hoard beers. There are some seasonals that we've had on this show, one of these segments has birthed me hiding beers in the house, like Easter eggs, basically. And Josh is right. You can have them in March. You could, if you can hang on to them that long, you could have one in December. It's totally fine.
Yeah, you know, Oktoberfest beers coming into season just means that's it. We're getting into the fall season. You can enjoy this all through these cooler months that are going to be coming up. It's like, hey, you know what? Here comes fall. Here's to that. Cheers. Here's your Oktoberfest beers. Enjoy your spices.
All right. Well, of course, all these beers, you can track them down at srparrott.com/beerfinder. You want to check out the SR Parrott social media as well. Always a fun look right there. You never know when Josh and me are going to pop up on there with videos or pictures or fun things. And again, with these virtual Oktoberfests that you're getting, of course, you mentioned earlier, the Sierra Nevada one's a week from tomorrow. So get your outfit ready, get your drinks ready, and get these drinks specifically. All right.
Yes.
To the weekend, to you guys, to SR Parrott. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.